and gentlemen. I'm honored to address you on the occasion of opening of the 25th annual session of the United Nations Commission on Science and Technology for Development. Today, more than ever, the world needs our solidarity and concerned action. It was the first lesson we learned from the COVID crisis. It became even more apparent after we saw disaster, the suffering and death of Ukrainian people, including many children, caused by Russia's military invasion of Ukraine. Ukraine is a sovereign and democratic country, and we stand united in solidarity with people of Ukraine who are bravely defending their country and freedom. I recall the joint statement of three education and science ministers of Baltic states of 28th of February strongly condemning Russia's invasion in Ukraine, calling on the EU ministers responsible for education and science to join us in our commitment to provide support and the necessary assistance for sovereign state of Ukraine. As a matter of urgency, the Parliament of Latvia has adopted a law on support of Ukrainian people, which provides the legal basis for fast and efficient national support measures. We have established a single point of information for refugees, which ensures coordination and guidance. Young Latvian researchers have launched online coordination platform Science for Ukraine, which now has become a global platform used both in EU and worldwide, collecting and disseminating information about support opportunities at universities, national and international level for graduate students and researchers directly affiliated to an academic institution in Ukraine. As a ministry responsible for education and science, we have prepared the national support package for Ukrainian students, researchers and academic staff, including scholarships for students and researchers. There is an overwhelming support from our universities, offering study places for students and expressing solidarity and compassion. We received an immediate answer from Latvian higher educational institutions and research organizations who are willing to admit more than 1,000 Ukrainian students, providing more than 1,200 dormitory rooms and ensuring working conditions for more than 130 researchers and academics, of course. People of Latvia continue to donate money for Ukraine, and donations have already reached 6 million euros. Times are turbulent, but neither natural disasters, climate change, nor illnesses are stepping back. We should carry on, but we cannot forget about global tasks of education and research. And it is crucial to use all the knowledge we have gained and reach for growth and success.